Spinlock Ranch is a compilation of land that makes up the former Talisman development, Highlands at Jordanelle, and a part of Jackson Fork. The 2,300-acre property is near where the Provo River feeds into the Jordanelle. The property is owned by Jamie Mackay, a real estate developer from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Mackay is also founder and CEO of Wheelhouse. Wheelhouse makes high-end modular homes ranging from $80,000 to just $400,000. Mackay explained to the Wasatch County Council that the proposed development would not use Wheelhouse's modular homes.
We're booked out for 3 years. We can't build these. This is a totally different product type. This is not a tiny home development. It's not a mobile home park at all. Nothing of the kind. And I assure you that. I wrote a letter and gave it to Doug saying that we'll obviously comply with all building codes. This is not a mobile home park, and it's not a Connex container home park. I've heard that so many times that I'm like, I'm glad to get that.
Everything will be built on site.
Everything's going to be stick built to the building code.
So your proposal is you'll build and then sell, rather than the buyer come in and.
Well, this is such a large property. There's going to be chunks sold to developers. There's going to be people that are buying this. This is a massive project, and it's going to take some time to sell. And so we're going to have builders that she named off that are very interested to buy blocks of homes, and they're going to build their own homes.
The lots are targeted to be smaller structures, anywhere from 2,000 to 6,000 square feet max. Amy Nyson, a realtor with Keller Williams, says the hope is to give buyers a cabin feel at a friendlier price point.
We're finding that the buyer is moving away from these bigger 12,000 square foot houses, and they're moving away from condo product. They want a smaller product that is at a lower price point than what we're seeing in Promontory and Victory Ranch. And something that's under 2,000 square feet, you might get a Wasatch Front buyer who just wants that Park City cabin again. You know, that's just not affordable in the market anymore. And so I think that's where the developer wants to see this go in some areas. And in some areas have, getting those price points up to $1 million. But it'd be nice to see a product that's under $500,000 with high quality finishes.
The project will soon be presented to a development review committee. If approved, it would move to the Planning Commission and then the Wasatch County Council. You can find pictures of the proposed development on kpcw.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.